You're with Sonia Feldhoff on ABC Radio Adelaide, South Australia and Broken Hill.
Well, it seems many of you do know about Squid Game. I'm just looking at a text here. Extreme and graphic violence, hundreds of murders, multiple suicides, dissection of bodies, extremely damaging for a young child to see, says one of our texters. If you're one of those people, and I've got to say I've heard it talked about, I haven't watched it, but if you're not familiar with this phenomenon, it's basically a show that you can stream that's centred on a competition in which 456 indebted, desperate souls play children's games to claim the ultimate prize, roughly 50 million Korean. It's from South Korea. It's really interesting as you start seeing the talk about this show, and there was some talk about it having blown up the internet in South Korea. So many people wanted to watch it. It's the thing that most adults are talking about when I go out and about at the moment. I don't know about in your circles, but certainly a lot of people are talking about it. And most of them talk about it being like out of this world, crazy, violent, and I think in most people's terms, not something that you would think would be perhaps suitable for children. It's certainly rated as an MA15+. But I had this teacher who sent in a text today who says, students at school are talking about it and playing the red and green colour game at lunchtime. Some are as young as year one and two. I teach students across all year levels in a primary school, and I've been asking classes if parents are watching with them, and most say no. Some say their older siblings were watching the series, so they watched with them. That was from Elizabeth. Now, Claire Orange is a child and family therapist. Is that an unusual case from that teacher, Claire?
No. I have to say, Sonia, that last week was probably of the most lively on my emails by parents, emailing highly concerned about their children having access to this content, so either watching it on YouTube, you can play it on Roblox, it's on TikTok, so you don't have to have Netflix, or just being exposed through playground education. And it is mad crazy in schools at the moment.
I was reading some of the just the comments in terms of the posts about concern raised about this show for kids. I mean, if you're an adult, I guess it's your choice whether you watch it or not, but for kids. And they were saying, well, look, they can watch anything in context and if it's explained to them. Is that true?
No, it's not. And I know that parents, you can sit there and watch that content with your child, but that child's brain pre-12 really has very little ability to emotionally hold that content without it creating fear. This is the age that they're in. This is the brain is getting them ready to go and experience the world beyond the arms of those parents. And so it becomes hypervigilant around fear and danger and strangers. So what we're saying is that you might sit with your child, they might know that this is not real. It is still doing psychological damage to a child before the age of readiness. There is a rating on this show, and families should stick to it.
How do you do that, though, when they're perhaps getting just snippets, as you said, through TikTok or YouTube, or hearing about it? Is hearing about it enough to cause these issues?
Yes, and that's mostly because children are coming to school and educating other children who are not allowed to watch it or haven't seen it. But as soon as you say to a child, this is really exciting, or parents says, don't go and look for Squid Game, you know what they're doing? They're off to look for it. And so we know that any level of exposure is really increasing that risk to the feeling of safety and belonging of the child. And those are really the psychological premises. So it's hard to avoid. In fact, it's much harder to avoid than it is to find. But this is where you need to have that great relationship with your child and keep asking them, have you seen it, without getting hysterical, and then talking through that content if they need to.
Is playing these games an issue?
Well, you know, I'll go back to my childhood. We used to play Star Wars. We used to play Cowboys and Indians. That's not very popular anymore. But, you know, we used to play all of these shoot them up dead type games. But this is a game where they're using a childhood game with death at the end, and children are enacting those parts as well. So we play musical chairs and then we kill the losers. Now, they're obviously not killing them, but that's what they're enacting. And that's where we start to really steal that innocence of childhood, and that's what we're seeing in the playground. So there's this real element of fear around this because it's taking the normal and then overlaying the really ghastly, quite damaging stuff over the top.